RSN Central's Form Express.
Let's have a look at the meeting at Sale this afternoon. Here's Mark Hunter's best bets.
Yeah, a bit tricky today, Michael. I think the best is race 2, number 8, Demira. I think the value is race 4, number 15, Bidding. The quaddy, going to go a bit wide, so a few of these favourite wins will probably show a loss anyway. But the first leg will go 2, 6 and 10. Second leg, 3, 4, 6 and 10. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, 7 and 9. And come home, 1, 2, 6, 12 and 14. Play of the day, found it a pretty tough day, so I'm just going to play a simple all-up. A win race 2, number 8, Demira, into each way race 4, number 15, Bidding. So that's $1.
Siriani looks tough to beat in the first race there at Sale. Here's Philip Stokes, the trainer of this favourite.
I think the horse that beat her on the synthetic today of Lindsay Park
team
was
Blast.
A smart horse.
Yeah.
She tries very hard. She's got a good barrier. The claim, she should be winning.
So that's a good push there from Philip Stokes with that $1.90 favourite in the first race. And Peter Galagotis, he is trading the Marg Factor, of course, or the Marge Factor in race number 6 on the program.
Marg Factor's, you know, she's put two good solid runs in, attacked the line strong both times. Again, she's drawn awkward from that 1,400-metre start. Interesting, you know, I had a chat to the owners this morning and see where what our tactic's going to be, but it looks like we might have to just roll forward from that gate because trying to hold her up at that distance range is not going to be ideal.
So the Marg Factor currently around that $9.50 quote in race 6. Shane Montgomery's done the form for us there at Kembla Grange in New South Wales. G'day, Shane.
G'day, Gareth. Good morning to all.
Take it away with your best bets in a quaddy, please.
In the fifth race, number 13, 1,000 Years, appears as a worthy bet. Was facing the starter for the first time and she performed well above the expectations of the marketplace at Hawkesbury. She struck traffic problems, Gareth, and her inexperience was pretty obvious on the day. I think she can make natural improvement here, and if she does, she should be hard to beat. That's race 5, number 13, 1,000 Years. I'm hoping the best all day can be in the third race, number 3, Different Strokes, who was having his third run back from a spell when he finished off with strength in his stride to open his account at Wyong last start. Taking the next step, well, it's never easy, but I don't think it's beyond Different Strokes today, race 3, number 3. The quaddy in the first leg, 2, 3, 5, and 6. The second leg, 1, 11, 13, and 14. In the third leg, 1, 3, 9, and 14. And the last, 3, 4, 5, and 10.
Good luck, Shane. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kevin Casey's done the form for Narrow Mine, also in country New South Wales. G'day, Kevin.
Yes, good morning to you, Gareth. Yeah, Narrow Mine, which is a funny little track. It's we start with three 1,600-metre races, and it's a 1,600-metre start. You run for about 150 metres, and then essentially you do a right angle. And at the most recent meeting, the two winners over the mile came from last. They drew widest and came from last. So let's call it a fair track. I've kept away from the mile race. I'm going a little bit deeper into the card. Still a maiden race 4. My best is race 3, race 4 number 3, Royal Confession, who's had two starts back. And he just looks to be on the up to a fair extent. And the opposition does not really. I think he sets up well. He's got the draw to sort of sit pretty and pounce at the finish there. No flash odds now. He's been backed in, but he's still thereabouts. In black figures, and he looks the better of the day to me. Race 4, number 3, Royal Confession. Over to the last for some sort of value bet. Again, there's, you know, there's not massive odds here about race 8, number 1, Nicolon. Main danger, by the way, is number 4, Nicolar. Nicolon's most recently raced on wet tracks. He's got no issue on dry ground, so he should be able to sort of twitch and hold up, run well again. Let's watch him at the start. He's drawn wide here, but he can even sit off them here and run past, I would think. I think his value there at the current quote. Race 8, number 1, as a backup bet. Quaddy numbers for me, 108 options here. First leg, 1, 2, 3, and 5. Second leg, 3, 9, 11. The third leg, 2, 3, and 5. And the final leg, 1, 2, and 4.
Good on you, Kev. Good luck.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Michael Charge is playing on his home deck there at Townsville. Good morning to you, Chargey.
Good morning, Gareth. Yeah, beautiful day in Townsville today. Good race program too. I tell you what, they've already come for our value bet, so we've missed out a little bit there, but that's okay. We'll just any winning price is a good price, isn't it?
Yes, 100%. Don't worry about that. Where do we start?
We're going to start nice and early with the good thing. Race one, horse one, end and eight. I'm tipping the Matt and Pat Maguire stable to have a real big day today, and this is the first. This horse, Ryan Wiggins, Sir Ride's had the three runs back. I think he's needed all of those, and I think going to the 1,300 today from a good draw looks ideal, and this looks easier than what he's recently been racing. So race one, horse one, end and eight is a good thing. The value bet, well, I shot $14 overnight this morning, but we were down to about $5.50, but might get back out again. Race six, horse number seven, Hirsch Schizer for Pat Maguire, Ryan Wiggins in the saddle. And I just think it's a perfect race for him. He maps well. He can race handy to the speed. And he's got enough runs on the board to win this. He's a bit of a nonny, but I think today he can break the nonny status and bounce back with a win, Hirsch Schizer. So that's race six or seven. Quaddy today, first leg race five. I thought it was just a race in two between seven and three. Race six, the second leg is the Hirsch Schizer one. I'm 7, 9, and 4. Race seven, the third leg, I'm 2, 5, and 4. And in the last leg, race eight, to bring us home, 4, 7, and 5. So looking forward to it. Should be a good day, Gareth.
Good on you, Chargey. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
Really good meeting at Sandown tonight. Jason Adams joins us to preview this card. G'day, Jace.
Morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddy, please?
We start very early. Race one, number two, Enemy Within. Now, his partner owned by Sky Racing is Jason Lincoln, who's had a long run of unsuccessful ownership involvements, but he looks like he's got a good one here. And when we look at the profile that Enemy Within is building, he's now had four starts. And to me, he looks better suited to a mid to wide draw. But going through the field that he's in tonight, there's not a lot of early pace at all. So I think he can get clear room and hopefully continue to improve. So that's race one, number two, Enemy Within. We'll then go to race number eight, number one, Invictus Rising. And he's been really good recently, and that comes without coming up with a good draw. So box number one tonight, I'm sure he's trying to gust Selkirk. He's thrilled with that result. It's a good race, but he's a good dog, and he's drawing well. That counts for plenty. So race eight, number one, Invictus Rising. We'll then go to race 10 and number one, Don't Tell Bluey. And speaking of bad draws, he's had seven starts. Six of them have been from boxes seven and eight. So I think he's developed a reputation for being able to handle it, but I reckon the further his career goes on, the more he looks suited to dropping down to a draw like this. So hopefully he can take full advantage of that. So race 10, number one, at Don't Tell Bluey is the third of them. In terms of a quaddy, first leg will go with 1, 3, and 8. Second leg, 1, 2, and 5. Third leg, 3 and 8. Then the final leg, 1, 2, 4, and 8. And before I go, Gareth, everyone should be staying tuned for around 5 o'clock tonight. Will be an announcement surrounding the Melbourne Cup for 2021.
Okay. Well, can you tell us, Jason? Can you give us a little bit of a hint?
Well, it's the world's greatest greyhound race, and it's going to get even greater. So stay tuned for that around 5 o'clock and sort of in sync with the announcements that we've seen with GIV in the past 24 hours.
Okay. So what platform can we watch that or listen to that?
So stand down at social media channels, so Twitter, Facebook, you'll be able to...
Yep.
See that pop up come 5 o'clock and learn all the info surrounding the world's greatest greyhound race for 2021.
Good luck, mate. Thanks for that.
Cheers, Gareth.
There's Jason Adams there. And Brendan Purcell joins us because he's got two strong chances at Sandown tonight. G'day, Brendan. Thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, how you going, Gareth?
Good, thanks, mate. Can Bobby the Brute defeat Gypsy Wyong in the staying event race four on the car? That promises to be a wonderful race.
Yeah, no, it does. Look, it's his first time over the 700. He did race in the Sale Cup over 650 and he won a heat and I think he ran third or second in the final. But it's his first time over 700. So you don't really know until you actually try it. But, I mean, he's racing well. He's really on his game at the moment. But, yeah, but the other dog did win a Group 3 race on Saturday night and seems to be an up-and-coming stayer. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
What about one of Jason Adams' best bets on the program, Don't Tell Bluey? He's drawn box number one in race number 10.
Yeah, well, he finally got down near the rail. He's had plagued by bad box draw. He's been out in 8 and 7 for the last four or five runs, and he doesn't look, he can use any box really, but it's always better if you're down near the rail, of course. He just needs to get it right tonight and the start, and if he can lob on top, I think he'll run 29.40, 29.35, and that should be good enough to get the race done, I'd say.
Yeah, they won't catch him if he does that, so $2.20 probably represents your best chance on the night.
Yeah, for sure, yep.
Good on you, mate. Keep on dominating. Well done.
Yep. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
There's Brendan Purcell there. Yarra Valley Harness Racing today. Luke Humphreys is a lucky man that's heading out to that beautiful part of the world here in Victoria. Hello to you, Luke.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Yeah, I was just saying to Paddy down the line, it is a beautiful part of the world, and we'll be there for seven of the best from 20 to 2 onwards today.
Take it away with your best bets and a quaddy, please.
Can do. Best is in the first, and our value's in the last. We'll bookend the card. Race one, number 7, Fly Like an Angel's the best. $2 chance on the fixed odds currently, so an even flip of the coin. Hope on debut for new trainer Alex Ashwood. Former Riverina gelding hasn't been too far away in good times. Naturally, it's up at the big track at Wagga in the stronger events from a ratings perspective, and trial at Bendigo 10 days ago against much stronger. Now, the tactics will be interesting from the outside barrier, and with Alex Ashwood obviously being a fairly aggressive driver. Just interesting to see where this horse actually ends up in the run, not just from the outside barrier, but also looking at the trial of Bendigo, and he starts up at, in the New South Wales. But I do think that she does look to get a good chance to break the maiden, especially on that trial Bendigo. It was against stronger. So race one, number 7, the best. And the value, $7 chance in the last. Race 7, number 9, What a Glimpse. Third in the heat of the mare, sprint at Shepparton. If you go back to the 28th of July, that was prior to a victory by a head as an odds-on chance. At this level on the 9th of last month at Maryborough, she got home at 27.7 there for the last quarter. And last start at Bendigo, she had no luck, and that was against stronger. Now, she'll need the right run for, but if she gets it, I think $7 is value. Race 7, number 9, the value. The best, race 1, number 7. A quaddy, races 4, 5, 6, 7 with just a 7-race program. Now, it's a bit of a tricky quaddy. I'm always someone that never really likes to take too many in each league for the quaddy for the very simple reason. The more you obviously put in, the more you have to spend to get the full unit. But anyway, we'll have a crack. First leg, 1, 3, 7, 8. Second leg, 2, 4, 5, 7, 8. Third leg, 3, 9, 10. And then fourth leg, just 9 and 10. Even though it's fairly competitive, that last leg, we'll just trim it up there as we're going fairly wide in those early legs. So 1, 3, 7, 8, 2, 4, 5, 7, 8, 3, 9, 10, 9 and 10. And if you've got $120 to spare, that is the amount it'll cost you for the full unit.
Enjoy your day, Luke. Thanks for that.
Will do, Gareth. You too.
Damn, like he just can't do anything wrong at the moment when he's tipping at the trots. Another fill up for his followers there yesterday at Melton. Let's hope it can continue tonight at Ballarat. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Gareth. Usually when anyone brings it to people's attention, that's almost the catalyst for it to fall off the edge. So we'll see what happens. But I got a bit of value there. Well, the best bet's not necessarily value, but I was sort of struggling to find one, but I'm happy enough with race 8, number 8, Villaby Sylvester. Hopefully it's the equine one and not the cat, the feline one, Sylvester the cat. But I think he looks well placed. That's in the last race, race 8, horse 8. Look, one at value I found, I actually just had a look on the tab site, and I'm a little surprised at the odds that it is. Race 7, number 8, Belle of Brooklyn is my value. It's $26. There's only two place dividends now, so that probably makes it harder. Obviously, when I did my form and label it as the each way play for the day, there were three place dividends. But nonetheless, I still think it'll give you a good run for your money. Race 7, horse 8, Belle of Brooklyn. And in the quaddy, Gareth, first leg 1, 5 and 10. Second leg 4, 6 and 9. Third leg 3, 5, 7, 8. And the final leg takes 3 and 8. So that would be about $72-odd, I think it is. It works out to be for the quaddy for 100% investment tonight at Ballarat.
Go to Brooklyn. We'll catch up with you a little later on for, of course, Green Light On.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
There's Dan Malecki there. Time for a break. On the other side of it, it's Gators Game Plan as we take a look at Caulfield and Randwick on Saturday.